Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
That's right, Southern Cross continues this week, and Sherry talks to Pacific Media Watch contributing editor Sri Krishnamurthy. They will be talking about the latest happenings in the Asia-Pacific region, particularly with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. They discuss questions around essential workers in the media, levels of anxiety, stress and panic buying, an update on COVID-19 in the Pacific and levels of support, and the flow of information around the virus in Papua New Guinea. Just to note too that this next piece discusses domestic violence.
So yeah, I wanted to chat about today. Firstly, we've seen a lot of educational institutions change the way they're working, and many people are also working from home at the moment. And so there's a bit of a question at the moment as to what constitutes as essential workers, particularly in the media. And so 95DFM is still continuing along with our Southern Cross segment, but how is this affecting community newspapers at the moment?
Well, all the community newspapers have been shut by decree of the government, and there has been a recent call to reopen them because they serve an important function to get to keep the elderly informed.
How does this affect non-daily prints, particularly magazines as well?
As well as that, I mean, the magazines and other print serve a vital function in keeping the people informed, as well as giving them something to read and something to do during this time.
Obviously, the concern is that having more people working, more services running, there places more risk. So these publications should be constituted as essential services.
Yes, I mean, I think so. I mean, it does depend on whether they're playing safe and they behave according to the lockdown rules. And if they can isolate and if they can work from home, that would be better thing for them to do.
Mm-hmm. So what's the importance of community newspapers, especially for more rural, more small towns?
Yeah, it's vitally important because they keep the community informed as to what is going on in the community, as well as the elderly reach for the community newspapers, because they're the most biggest readers of the newspapers. And at this time, they might not be able to get the Herald, or they might not be able to get the Dom Post. So the community newspapers are the best thing for them to go to.
So obviously, a lot of the concern is the printing of the content. These smaller publications, are they equipped to perhaps move online? And is online accessible for a lot of communities?
Well, I mean, Neighbourly, which is run by staff, is an online publication, and as well as many of the other community newspapers can go online. They will use Facebook.
And moving on to a bit of a tragic event recently, we've seen New Zealand now has recorded its first death from COVID-19, and then last week we also reported the Pacific for its first death. So could you give us a bit of an update in terms of that?
Yeah, the New Zealand person that died was a woman who was aged in her 70s on the West Coast, and she went into the hospital complaining of influenza first, and then they tested for COVID-19, and they found the virus in her, and as well as 21 of the health workers have been now self-isolating because of that.
And right before lockdown, we saw tremendous amounts of panic buying. And obviously, with our first death, it's incredibly, it hits very close to home, and obviously increases levels of anxiety. And obviously, the family of the affected woman going through a difficult grieving process. So, could you speak a little bit in terms of the kind of levels of anxiety currently?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of high anxiety right throughout the communities, throughout New Zealand, for that matter, because people are very, very concerned about what is going to happen and what is going to happen to them, as well as being locked down for 4 weeks is not much fun. As for the panic buying, Professor David Robey wrote a Pacific Pandemic Diary today, in which he said a South African celebrity jingle that has gone viral at the end of the week could easily have been a theme song for when Prime Minister Jacinda introduced a lockdown. Because it's called Don't Panic Buy. It's on YouTube.
Mm. Maybe we can link a little bit of that. I'll have a look at it. Because it's difficult time. And we've also seen reports of people being sworn at and verbally abused when it appeared that they were violating self-isolation guidelines. Could you expand a little bit more on this?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, because people are violating the self-isolation guidelines, they're being abused, as well as I saw a policeman yesterday on television speaking about domestic violence, which is increased. And that too, is a major concern.
Are we seeing increased support for issues around domestic violence, family violence?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, they have said that the people in the domestic violence situations can leave the house and go to a safe place.
What is the importance of, I guess, kindness during this time?
Well, it's a very, very vitally important because, I mean, everybody's in this together. We're all in this together. So the most kind you can be to anybody is a good thing. I mean, it's kindness doesn't hurt you anybody to be kind.
Very important message at this time. Moving on into the Pacific, we've seen the effects of COVID-19 increasing. Could you give a quick overview of what the situation is there?
In New Zealand, there's 514 cases now, 63 new ones, and one death. Guam, 55 cases. That's increased a fair amount yesterday. Northern Mariana now has 2 cases. New Caledonia has 15 cases. French Polynesia now has 34 cases. And West Papua has 1 case. In Timor-Leste, the President Lou Oro declared a state of emergency yesterday. And Fiji still has only 5 cases.
So what has the response been in the Pacific so far? What kind of restrictions have been put in place?
Well, I mean, in Lotoka, state of emergencies have been declared all over the place. The people have been in lockdown. In Lotoka, for instance, in Fiji, they've been in lockdown since the first case came to light. So Tonga has gone into lockdown. All the Pacific states are going into lockdown.
And are there appropriate medical facilities and testing protocols in place to support the community?
In New Zealand, it is. The Pacific Media, Pacific Medical Group has been doing some work around coronavirus, and they have put forward 1,000 passports to specific families and married families from the Whana Ora group, the medical facilities in Fiji or or in the island. It can't be that good because, I mean, when we spoke to Colin Tukitonga some time ago, he did say we in New Zealand have a duty to protect the Pacific Islands. And the good thing is Samoa doesn't have any cases at this time.
I guess that was my next question. Is the Pacific being adequately supported by other countries, particularly in New Zealand? Because these border restrictions is going to place a tremendous amount of strain on these islands. And so are we doing enough?
We're doing as much as we can to help them. And, it depends on what the countries are asking for, what the Pacific Island Nation countries will ask for later on. And that depends on the economy, that depends on everything else that goes with that.
And moving next on to last week, we saw the Papua New Guinea government had some muddling in its communication over COVID-19. And then this week it has sidelined its police minister, Brian Kramer. So how did this come about?
Well, I mean, he was sidelined by Jilta Wong, who's the health minister. And that's because the health minister and the police minister used to appear in briefings together. But he's a very charismatic person, Brian Kramer. And that's why I think he's been sidelined. So only the health minister, Jilta Wong, and the prime minister is now going to be taking briefings.
How has the flow of information been recently in Papua New Guinea?
It has been very disappointing. About the public have lost faith in the Papua New Guinea government for doing this.
Now the police minister is not speaking in press releases. Are we going to see an increased trust, levels of trust from the public?
No, we aren't. I mean, even the Sunday Bulletin newspaper. They just condemned that move by the government. And the government has been slammed in the recent weeks because on Facebook, because they muddled about last week.
Yeah, there's a lot happening, especially in the Pacific. And so, what kind of issues will be coming up in the following week that you'll be looking at and covering?
We'll have updates of the COVID-19 in the Pacific, and the other things we're working on. I'll be working on a story about New Zealand Pacific journalists and how they covered the Pacific. I have the story with me right here, but I haven't written it yet.
I'm looking forward to reading it when it comes out.
Thank you.
Yeah, great. Was there anything else you wanted to add for today?
No, just stay safe. Stay safe, stay indoors, and be kind to people.
That was Sheree speaking to Sherry, and we'll see what we can do about that audio next week. Try some different things. We'll get them in live. But for more updates on the Pacific, head to asiapacificreport.nz or pacmediawatch.aut.ac.nz. And we did indeed speak briefly about domestic violence today. So the Are You OK helpline is 0800 456 450 and ring 111 if you're in an emergency.
That was the Southern Cross.